News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in at 2 Fond du Lac today. Going to talk some high school sports to kick off this hour of the program here this morning. Boy, there's a lot going on. And to say there's a lot going on certainly feels good considering where we were, oh boy, middle part of last year, even the early part of the fall and winter seasons. But we are talking some girls basketball here this morning. We'll recap kind of all the action that's coming up for you this weekend. In fact, starting tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, going to be a busy 3 days of high school sports action. And we welcome in girls basketball writer with Wisports.net, Norbert Durst, to break down girls sectional basketball, including the unbeaten 21-0 Winnebago Lutheran Vikings, who are playing tonight against Oostburg. Let's welcome Norbert into the program this morning. Norbert, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, been a little bit since we talked. I know we talked last year at the start of the girls basketball tournament, and things got shut down pretty quick. Of course, they got to the rest. And what a long, strange trip it's been. But to say we're on the cusp of getting back to what's going to be a different look for a state tournament probably has to feel good in your mind, considering where we were about a year ago at this time with so much uncertainty, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always good for the kids to go out on the court and be able to, you know, have the end in their hands versus, you know, having it taken away from them like it was last season after just one day at the state tournament. You know, it's, you know, just good for the state and good for all those, especially the seniors across the state, to feel, be able to end on a good note, hopefully, you know, come in a week from now.
Well, let's jump right in. Obviously, our focus is going to be on Division III for a good chunk of this conversation here, but we will touch on the other divisions as well because there are some really good teams playing basketball starting tonight with the sectional semifinals. Obviously, D3, Norbert, our focus is going to be Winnebago Lutheran, and what a fantastic season WLA has had. First conference championship since 2009, 21-0 going into the sectional tonight. But I guess being in the Fond du Lac station, I could say, strangely enough, the words I would use, they got the number 3 seed behind Oostburg and Howard's Grove. Really, probably one of the toughest sectionals in the state when you look at it. But break it down for us, this sectional. What's WLA facing tonight when they take on Oostburg?
Yeah, it's like you said, that's a tough one for those seedings. I think for that, for getting the 3 seed there is probably a lot to do with just having to deal with Howard's Grove and Oostburg being the same conference. But as far as that matchup goes, you know, it's that guard play of Winnebago Lutheran versus a little bit more size that Oostburg has. Oostburg, you know, they've played some good teams. Obviously, a couple losses. They lost to Howard's Grove, lost to Michigan, lost to Beaver Dam, played Beaver Dam very well. I think it's the pace of play, I think, in the big one in this one. If WLA can get that pace going the way they want it, I think that's in, you know, a good situation. You know, if the pace slows down like Oostburg wants and make it, you know, less possessions in the game, it's probably going to be advantage Oostburg there. But definitely a contrast in teams. But, you know, it's Winnebago Lutheran has a little extra fire after getting that 3 seed. So that one should definitely be a fun contest to watch.
From the state perspective, what are your impressions on WLA's success this year? With what's the statewide perspective on WLA, and what are their chances of making it all the way to the state tournament this year?
You know, I definitely like them in the game against Oostburg. You know, they've been very high in the coaches' poll all year, and you know that Division III since the changes were made for divisions has been probably the tightest in all of the 5 divisions, just because there are so many teams that moved up from Division 4 up to Division 3, really made things tough as far as the voting goes and, you know, those good teams in the state. But, you know, I think, you know, they certainly have a very good shot of getting to the state tournament. You know, not sure where that will be at yet, but, you know, first things first, you got to beat that strong post team in Oostburg before you get a chance, a potential chance against Howard's Grove, who, you know, Howard's Grove plays it well on both sides of the ball, brings really good defense. I think that matchup's a little bit tougher for Winnebago Lutheran, as it probably should be, you know, with Howard's Grove being the one. But, you know, if those three-pointers are falling for WLA and they're, you know, keeping the pace up, you know, they definitely have a shot to get to the state tournament.
Rest of D3, number one seeds, aside from Howard's Grove, Marshall, who's been there before, obviously, Aquinas, who's been there before, obviously, and I know Wrightstown, a very good team. Anything else stand out to you from D3, Norbert?
You know, just for in Marshall, in that sectional, they will have to get past potentially Lake Mills or Prairie du Chien. I think Lake Mills will beat Prairie du Chien. That's who my pick is there, at least. Lake Mills played Marshall just a couple weeks ago and only lost by a couple points. So that one, definitely an intriguing matchup for a trip to the state tournament.
Let's move on to D1. You talk about loaded sectionals. Boy, I'm looking at the one with Kimberly, Germantown, and Beaver Dam. Of course, Beaver Dam playing without Maddie Wilkie this year, but still, we know their history and how good they've been over the last number of years. What stands out to you in Division 1, and who's the favorite in D1 this year with the sectional we have in front of us?
You know, I think the favorite is Kimberly, but, you know, as you mentioned, that sectional has been is so strong because they're playing teams in a regional final that you probably normally play in a sectional contest. They beat Appleton East Fair and even beating Kaukauna, a very good team there. And, you know, it's on the other side, you know, it's Germantown and Beaver Dam, as you mentioned. Even though Beaver Dam, you know, they don't have Maddie Wilkie, they're still finding ways to win. So that one's an intriguing matchup because, again, as we talked about, WLA and Oostburg, Beaver Dam's got a little size, and they're going to try to take advantage of that against a Germantown team that doesn't have a lot of size, a little bit more on the guard play. So, you know, there's definitely intriguing matchups all the way across the board. But, you know, in that sectional number two that, you know, we talked about it, or, you know, it's been talked about for, you know, since it was opened up as far as where those teams were going to be at. We knew that one was going to be the strongest of them. But, you know, there's certainly a few other teams like Kettle Moraine that could get to the state tournament and, you know, potentially beat, you know, one of those top dogs like a Kimberly. But, you know, I think Kimberly is definitely the favorite in Division One.
Moving on to D2, Rice Lake, Notre Dame, Reedsburg, and New Berlin Eisenhower, the number one teams. What stands out to you in the D2 brackets for sectionals?
Notre Dame is a very, very strong team. Clear favorite in Division Two. They have just been rolling opponents. Only loss this year is to Kimberly, and that was early in the season. You know, it's they got very good depth. They're strong defensively. And, you know, they're a team that if it wasn't for Beaver Dam the last, you know, few years, not last year, but the years past, previous to that, they would have made trips to the state tournament. But, you know, that's just how it goes. You're in a tough sectional. Now they're the strong one in their sectional and by far the favorite in Division Two. But, you know, teams like New Berlin Eisenhower, who handed Beaver Dam a loss this season, and Reedsburg, who's been playing very good basketball, certainly has shots to, you know, be in a game against Notre Dame and try to take that gold ball away from them.
Talking with Norbert Durst from Wisports.net, girls basketball writer, as we talk about some high school sports here on this Thursday morning. Sectional play begins in the girls tournament tonight. Norbert, want to move ahead to D4 now. Looking at the brackets, you have Phillips as a one seed, Mishicot one seed as well. Bangor looks like they've already advanced past Hillsboro, just based on the bracket in front of me here. And then Mineral Point, the final number one seed. Who's the favorite in D4, and what are you looking for in D4 as the action begins tonight?
Mishicot's, I believe, the clear favorite in Division 4. As those divisional changes were made last month, that took a lot. Almost every team that was ranked in the previous week in Division 4 moved up to Division 3. So it really opened up the door for teams like Phillips, you know, to make a state tournament trip. But Mishicot, clear favorite there. You know, we know about them. They made the state tournament last season, played in that final game of last year against Melrose Mindoro, went to overtime. You know, they returned just about their whole team. Struggled a bit at the start of the year, but they've been rolling since. And I definitely think they're the clear favorite in Division One after all those changes were made.
And lastly, Division Five. It's been Blackhawks' division for the last seems like forever. Blackhawk the clear favorite there in D5.
Yeah, they're still the clear favorite. 73 straight wins now. That's the third longest streak in girls basketball state history. And you know, they're just a team that, you know, they know their roles. They got the power with Bailey Butler. You know, averaging just under 30 a game. But, you know, there's teams like Albany who's lost to them twice. You know, I don't know that they have the firepower to knock them off, but they could meet in a sectional final. Prairie Farms only got a couple losses in Division 5 there, and those losses were to Unity, who moved up to Division 3 and made it all the way to a regional final before losing a game this season. So there's definitely some strength there, but, you know, Blackhawk plays a very good schedule, and within that streak, they beat a lot of very good teams. So they're definitely the clear favorite there in Division 5.
Lastly, Norbert, want to ask about the Miss Basketball Award with Maddie Wilkie being out from Beaver Dam. Is there a front runner at this point? Is it still kind of up in the air? Is it dependent how these teams perform here down the stretch? Or what's your inkling on that award?
You know, there's a lot going on because of that, and because, you know, not a lot of teams played as many games as others. So, you know, I think there's still some conversations that we had, but, you know, Maddie Wilkie certainly the top senior in the state, but unfortunately with only playing seven, you know, plus games, makes it a little more challenging for her to get that award. But Bailey Butler's certainly in that mix, Samuel Pichka from Notre Dame, but you know, it's a tough year for you know, when you have to deal with the Maddie Wilkie injury, but certainly some good players in the mix, though.
Very good, Norbert. Anything on WIS Sports you want folks to check out, especially for girls basketball going into sectional play tonight?
Well, make sure to check out the previews. I'll have the previews and my picks for each game, and same thing going on at the sectional finals, and then some other stuff coming up on WISSports.net, so make sure to check out the site.
Very good. Norbert Durst with WISSports.net. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.